That's it.
And the credits start to roll. There aren't any words. He's made his declaration, and I love the idea of a big statement like that. It makes me think that songs are our poetry, that they are the soundtrack to our romances, to our first kisses, and our breakups. As I'm watching this, the door opens, and Will steps back into our motel room. He glances at the screen, and before I get the chance to challenge his encyclopedic pop culture knowledge and ask, "What is this movie called?" he provides the answer. He does this all the time. It's informative, but annoying. "Say Anything, Cameron Crowe." Try doing that with a Bluetooth speaker. "No one will ever look that cool again standing outside a girl's house, declaring their undying love," says Will. Will's words spark a fleeting sense of loss. "It's depressing that we will never have our ghetto blaster moment," I say. I'm not sure the female population is going to mourn the passing of the ghetto blaster serenade, classic move that it was. "Besides, I thought bad poetry was your go-to." I throw my hands in the air and shake my head. "You write poetry for a girl one time at university, and you are never allowed to forget it. Has the world not moved on?" "It was one time, and she loved it," I say. "I'm messing with you. I know she did," Will says. I can almost hear him say, "Much good it did." And he's right. After 3 years, the girl in question, Sarah, turned to me one day over breakfast and said, "I'm going to Australia," pausing to add, and as if it needed saying, "on my own." It's like the poetry stopped working. There's a valuable life lesson there. Poetry will only take you so far. After that, you're on your own. I'm mulling this over when I am snapped back to reality as a klaxon sounds. "Look, John," Will says, trailing off. When he says this, a sweep of cold sweat washes over me. Will never calls me John. It's always Johnny. So before he says another word, I know that something is up, and that something cannot be good. Very slowly, I venture, "What?" Will proceeds to thrust his arms out like he's about to break into song. "Our paths diverge," he says. "Our what?" I'm confused. Is he A, making another movie reference, or B, misquoting Robert Frost? I'm still turning the phrase "paths diverge" over in my head and trying to work out what it means when it all becomes clear. I'm flying back to London tomorrow. "It's TSP. I have to go," Will says. TSP, Jones, is Will's girlfriend. I'm dumbstruck. What he is saying is that the divergence, this fork in our road, involves him leaving me stranded with a rental car and more than 2 weeks to go on our American road trip to run back home to his girlfriend. "I can't believe you're doing this. I hope that any second you're going to tell me you're joking. What about road trip rules? We've only been in California for 5 days, and I swear you have said that a dozen times. I'm surprised we don't have a bumper sticker." Will looks at me as I speak, and he doesn't crack a smile, and it doesn't take a rocket scientist to work out that he isn't joking. I'm so angry. I can feel the heat on my face, and it's burning up. I imagine TSP laughing insanely to herself like one of Shakespeare's wicked wayward witches. This is terribly unfair. TSP is a tall and beautiful blonde, and quite lovely. She comes complete with hippie parents turned New Age farmers. They made a lot of money selling their organic cleaning products company to a multinational. Being hippies, they, of course, burdened their children with ridiculous names. Who names their daughter Trees? Let alone Trees Serenity Pure Jones. It's because of this that she's always been known as TSP, or sometimes Jones, since we met her at university. TSP's name clearly had a severe impact on her psyche as a child. She's been acting out ever since, having rebelled and become a lawyer. She, of course, denies this. She claims to love being a lawyer, which, for obvious reasons, cannot possibly be true. Fortunately, her younger brother is keeping the family tradition alive by working in a circus as a clown. His parents think this is marvelous.